talk a little bit about Poet Biorefining. An announcement today that the Marion, Ohio facility will double its capacity with its recent expansion. Talk to me a little bit about what that means for Ohio agriculture and for biofuels and ethanol production in your state.
Well, you know, we're happy that Poets made the announcement that they have. I said here in Ohio we have it all. Earlier, within the last week, we worked with some of the convenience store operators and some of the fuel dispensing operations in the state to put in new pumps that will allow them to have the infrastructure there to dispense E85, E10, E15, all those different blends that are possible. And, you know, let's face it, Ohio's an ag state. We're a big corn state. So the idea that we've got the corn production here to support that and also have the infrastructure here not only to produce the ethanol, but also to roll it out for consumers, that gives them more choices in the marketplace. So we're excited about the announcements they've made today.
When you look at, you had the Secretary of Agriculture in Cincinnati last week. You look at investments like this, and as you look at the big picture, how important does that element of biofuels come, as well as trade and corn production within your state, for the state's economy?
You know, obviously, our state's economy, number one industry is agriculture. We're $105 billion, and one out of every seven jobs is tied to agricultural food production. And, you know, the announcements that we've seen in Cincinnati, with our ability to access markets via the Ohio and Mississippi River and down through the Gulf, also up across the Great Lakes and out through the St. Lawrence Seaway, our ability to reach world markets with the products that we produce here is extremely important. So we look, you know, we continue to support those kind of infrastructure projects that everybody talks about, that's going to maintain those viable sea routes and land routes for us to move our products. So again, you know, with that being so large a part of Ohio's economy, you know, we continue to look at those and support those efforts.
And it looks to be adding additional jobs tied to the ag industry as well.
You know, absolutely. I keep telling young folks each and every day, it doesn't make any difference what you really enjoy doing. If you enjoy looking through a microscope, there's an ag job for you. If you're a tech crazy programmer, look at the amount of technology that we've got operating in the cabs of our equipment each and every day. You know, regardless of what discipline you find interesting in school, there's an ag job for you today and in the future. So, yeah, all these investments, all these things that we're doing is going to continue to hopefully make that one out of every seven jobs, one out of every six jobs, and maybe one out of every five jobs we're going to be able to tie to agriculture.